Blog Talk Radio.
Mode One.
I want to rock with you.
You are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
When I say these three words, Congressman Anthony Weiner, what adjectives and thoughts come into your mind first? As of today, Thursday, June 16, 2011, the New York Democratic member of the House of Representatives finally decided to resign after facing harsh criticism and media scrutiny for sending up to 6 women pornographic photos of himself and more specifically his genitalia through the social medium known as Twitter. Did you know that Weiner actually sponsored internet sexual predators legislation back in 2007? The same guy who was sending cock pictures of himself to women via Twitter wanted to help prevent adult men from sending lewd photos of themselves to underage women. Now, to be fair, Weiner did not send any questionable photos of himself to any underage women that I know of, but yet and still, the whole situation makes him look very, very bad. The first thing he did wrong was that he initially lied about his transgressions, only to later on have to confess to the truth of what he did. Tonight, I do not have any special guests on the show, nor do I have any invited experts to ask questions of, but this episode tonight is going to be another one of my provocative and hopefully even controversial editions of my open forum discussion format that I engage in from time to time. My questions to my listening audience are these. What do you think of the whole Anthony Weiner scandal? Why do so many men who are elected to public office try to present themselves as conservative prude types, but in reality, they are just as kinky, freaky, and promiscuous as any member of a popular swingers club? Why are so many men and women closet freaks, scared to acknowledge that they have a more erotically uninhibited side to them? Is society as a whole responsible for motivating erotically duplicitous and sexually hypocritical behavior? These questions will hopefully be answered as I invite my listening audience to call into my number 646-478-5710 and express your thoughts, your comments, your opinions as I open my phone lines in order to allow you to get upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Let's get started.
Oh my God, oh my God, is this A. Alan Roger Curry of Mode One fame? Oh my God,
you're really good at this.
Gotta ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in the race? You do.
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Now, how did you come up with this idea to go to Italy with the women?
With the women, right. I just got so tired of hearing all my male friends talk about Brazil and how great Brazil is for them.
When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch.
Have sex. Enjoy your life.
You know, men really want women to have standards. They really do. And I don't know how we got off of the mark there, but men do like classy women, and they want women to have standards.
I think you can be single and be very, very happy, and I think it's about taking the pressures off about being married.
I'm not saying that you should disrespect a woman. Never disrespect your woman, but the key is to not let her walk alone.
Romantic love is very volatile. People don't realize it. And it is a drug. People don't realize it. Men and women do stupid things. Not all men, but sometimes you'll do something stupid.
I think it's a turn-on because just to see that person, just to enjoy themselves and just to watch them touching that person and making them feel good, I think that's kind of sexy, actually.
Yo, Mode 1. This is Gerard McClendon from Chicago tonight and the McClendon Report. Right now you're listening to Upfront and Straightforward with my good friend, Alan Roger Curry. Mode 1. Let the women know, fellas, what you're really thinking. Ha ha, Alan Roger Curry.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe the mood? Romance, give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And today is Thursday, June 16th, and tonight we're going to engage in another one of my infamous open discussion forum episodes, and this one will be about closet freaks, disingenuous prudes, erotic hypocrites, and similar other types. Now, if you're not really familiar with this particular format, this is when I choose a topic for discussion with my listeners, but I don't really have a particular expert that I'm interviewing, a particular invited guest on the show. I just allow many of my listeners to call into my show and express their various opinions, thoughts, viewpoints, comments. The number to call in is 646-478-5710. Again, the number is 646-478-5710. Next week, I'm going to have another interesting discussion. This one is going to be about attention whores, cock teasers, and the whole slut walks phenomenon that's taking place in many countries, including the UK, Canada, US. And so I'm going to have about two to three women who will be contributing to my discussion next week about the concept of women being attention whores, cock teasers, and the whole slut walks, protests, marches that have taken place. And then the week after that, I will have an up-and-coming author. I don't want to mess up her name, so for right now, I'm not going to say her name, but just tune in 2 weeks from tonight, and she has a really hard-to-pronounce name, but I'm sure she's going to be a great guest. My chat room. What's going on here? What's going on? There's no more NBA finals going on. What is something on TV I don't know about? My regulars are not here, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm disappointed. Because the only way the open discussion forum works is when I have a lot of my listening audience in my chat room ready to call in and express their thoughts, their opinions, their comments, and I see All Mixed Up Radio is in my chat room. All Mixed Up Radio is in my chat room, and I see one guest, and that is it. What is going on? At this point in time, I usually have about a minimum 20, 25 people in my chat room. So I want to know what's on TV. Is there something going on tonight, some event I don't know about, or is it just summertime? Anyway, more shout outs would be my brother and ace confidant, Stephen Curry, my younger cousin, JP Jones in Chicago, Asa Ball in Maplewood, New Jersey, Christopher Curry in Detroit, Philip Pulliam and his older brother, Irvin,
then Pulliam the third, EVP3, Edie Lee Harris, Vanessa Turner, Kathy Holloway Hill, all my Facebook friends. That's right. All my Facebook friends, all my Blog Talk Radio colleagues. I see you in the chat room, All Mixed Up Radio. What's good? You need to change that to All Mixed Up. Okay, I got you. I got you. Well, hopefully some people will straggle in my my chat room, because like I said, that's the number one thing that makes the open discussion forum format work, is when I have my listeners calling in to contribute to the discussion. NBA finals are now over, and the victorious team was the NBA's Dallas Mavericks. The NBA's Dallas Mavericks have won the NBA championship, so they are the NBA champs for the 2010-2011 season. And much congratulations goes to fellow Indiana University alumnus Mark Cuban, Rick Carlisle, the coach, Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Terry, Jason Kidd, a number of other people. I forget the little guard's name, Libera, whatever. They just played a great series. And, of course, it was disappointing for Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, the rest of the team. But, hey, they beat my beloved Bulls, so I don't feel too sorry for the Heat. You know, I'm a big Bulls fan, and they knocked the Bulls out, so forget them. But, you know, a lot of people, yeah, have been really hard on LeBron. They said he didn't come through. He didn't live up to the hype. I see you, DG Elizabeth, in my chat room. DG Elizabeth, somebody says Sean Marion's from their hometown. And what hometown is that? I don't know what hometown Sean Marion is from. I know he used to play for UNLV, but I don't know what Sean Marion's hometown is. But, yeah. Yeah, LeBron James came out under a lot of criticism, a lot of scrutiny. Just wasn't his time, you know. Just wasn't his time. And yeah, I'm sure the Heat will be back. But hopefully my beloved Chicago Bulls will make a few changes, additions that will enhance their team so that I see the Bulls in the NBA Finals next year. So Sean Marion's from Chicago? I didn't know that. I didn't know Sean Marion was from Chicago. Man, Sean Marion got one of the most unique shots I've ever seen of any NBA basketball player. Him and Joakim Noah, man, they got two of the most unique shooting styles I've seen. But, hey, it gets the job done, and that's all that matters. I see Alex has just come in my chat room. Alex is one of my listeners who has a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde side to him. If he's on your good side, he's Alex the Haitian Sensation. If he's on your bad side, he's Alex the Haitian Abomination. So he goes by the name Don Calypso. He's in my chat room. Hugh Hefner got stirred up. His fiance got cold feet. Now, I'm not going to lie. There's a small part of me that feels sorry for him. But there's another part of me that doesn't feel so sorry for him. And yes, right now, I'm going to pre-warn you. I'm about to be a little petty here. I don't know if a lot of you know, but there's at least a handful of people who know that actually for at least one day, Hugh Hefner was scheduled to be my opening season guest last fall in mid-September. I thought I had him. I promoted him, only to find out that he told the publicist he wasn't going to come on my show. So, you know, I still got much love and respect for Hugh Hefner as the Playboy founder and as just an icon. But the part of me that was hurt and disappointed that he did not choose to be a guest on my show is like, I feel like that's bad karma that came back on him. See, I think his fiance said, Hugh, you never told me that Alan Roger Curry invited you to be on Up From Straightforward. And he was like, what are you talking about? How did you find that out? She said, it's off. That's That's the rendition of the story I'm telling. She said, it's off. She said, if you're going to diss Allen Roger Curry, then I just cannot marry you. Shame on you, you old man. And she just walked out. And see, now that's not the story you're going to read in the press, but that's the story I heard, and I'm sticking to it. That's right, Hugh Hefner, he dissed me. And so, anyway, did you hear about the brother who was arrested on the plane for having sagging pants? What's that about? I don't feel sorry for that dude. I don't feel sorry for him. You know, some people I've been seeing on Facebook, some people say, well, the airlines are so racist and whatnot. That's bullshit. I'm tired of seeing grown men walking around with their ass hanging out. I don't want to see your ass in underwear. I don't want to see it. Pull your damn pants up. Tired of that shit. Man, I tell young brothers all the time when I see them, I say, man, I don't want to see that. Pull up your pants. I'll buy you a belt if you need one. I don't want to see men on no airplane with half of their ass and underwear showing. So if he got arrested, that's right. I clap, 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 clap. Man, I'm tired of these young brothers, man. This is ridiculous, man. I don't even want to see women walking around. Okay, let me stop lying. I was going to tell a bold-faced lie. If a woman got a sexy body, yes, I do want to see half her ass out. But depending on the venue, I don't want to see her ass half out at church or at a funeral. In my home, yes. But, yeah, I don't want to see any man's, you know, no ass and underwear and boxer shorts hanging out. I don't need to see that. Pull your damn pants up. I read this interesting story about a yearbook. I never heard of a yearbook being recalled. Have you ever heard of that? There was a yearbook at some high school. I forget the city and state. They had to recall their yearbook because it included a photo that they did not know was in there. It's a photo of two high school students having sex. It's in the yearbook. Imagine you open up your yearbook and you're like, oh, do-de-de-do, oh, shit. And you see a picture of two of your classmates fucking. That's a little different. That's what happened in some yearbook. I'm going to have to look it up, the story again, so I can tell you the city and state. I think it was somewhere out west. But, yeah, man, that's pretty wild. Oh, man, you're a senior, you graduated, and you open your yearbook, and a picture of somebody fucking. Oh, my goodness. That's, I tell you, boy, I tell you. It was in California. It was in California. That's where it was. I don't know the city. It's Big Bear Lake, California. Big Bear Lake, California is where it happened. Yep, Big Bear Lake, California is where they recalled the yearbook because it had a sex photo. Somebody said in my chat room, that's awesome. Christian Davis, what's happening, Christian Davis? I see you in my chat room. And finally, speaking of sex, Shaquille O'Neal, of all people, is involved in some kind of gang-beating scandal, supposedly, and this is all kind of alleged slash rumored. I don't know how factual this is, but supposedly some guy had a business deal with Shaquille O'Neal that fell through, and he tried to blackmail Shaquille by saying he had a videotape of him having sex with a woman. 2 weeks later, after he told Shaquille that, some gang members beat him up. And the guy who got beat up is saying that Shaquille O'Neal was behind this gang beating. I hope that Shaq wasn't involved in such unsavory activities. I would hope so. I actually like Shaq. He's a funny guy. But I just hope he wasn't involved. But, yeah, it's all through the media today that he's being questioned by the police about his involvement. I mean, hey, if you're going to fuck, you just got to own up to it. And that relates to my discussion tonight. You know, if you're a freak, don't try to hide that shit. You know, Big Brother is out here already. Big Brother is out here. You know, if you're not familiar with that term, George Orwell wrote 1984, Big Brother. You know, 1984 is the name of the book by George Orwell, and he talked about Big Brother was going to take over society where all your actions were going to be exposed and revealed. And it's already happening. We voluntarily go on Facebook. We voluntarily go on Twitter. You know, we go in there and talk about our business and whatnot. And, hey, that's part of the problem. We in the age of Google. Everything's picked up on Google. You know, so one part of my discussion tonight is going to be people who are freaky-deaky behind closed doors, but they try to act all innocent, wholesome, and prudish in public. It catches up with you. When you're a closet freak, when you're a disingenuous prude, when you're erotically duplicitous, sexually hypocritical, at some point, it catches up with you. Just ask Congressman Anthony Weiner. If you have thoughts on Anthony Weiner, call in my number, 646-478-5710, 646-478-5710. Once you call in, push the number 1. That shows me a little hand. Then I can see that you have a question or comment, and then I will get to you. Matter of fact, I see Don Calypso in my phone queue. I'm going to get to him right after this intermission break, so don't go anywhere. I'm about to take about a 3-minute intermission break, and I will be right back with Don Calypso and his thoughts and comments about sexual hypocrisy. I'll be back.
Hey, I'm Dangerously, and you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Bang. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
Mode 1.
You're about to enter into the erotic zone with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, the king of verbal seduction. This is the Erotic Conversational.
This is Diana DeVoe, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Layla Odom, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Bella.
And this is Charlie.
And we're dancers from the legendary School of Strip Club in New York City. And you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Alexandra Cunahakis, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
So I'm getting treated for my sex is deep.
This is Nikki True, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
This is Ambrosia Cumming, and you're listening to Alan Roger Curry, a.k.a. the King of Verbal Seduction, right here on the Erotic Conversationalist.
Ain't you a little wet behind the ears to be running your mouth for? You don't really want me to run in your house.
Episodes of the Erotic Conversationalist are available as a downloadable MP3 file from www.mode1.net. All right, I'm going to go with my next caller, area code 310. 310. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
I used to date lots of women, both in high school and in college and in medical school, and people used to always ask me, you're not the best-looking guy, you're not the richest guy out there, how are you getting all these women? And essentially, the answer is actually quite simple. It's essentially having the confidence and knowing what you want to do.
Oh, thank you, Master Allen.
Ooh, say that again.
Yes, Master Allen.
Oh, say that again.
Yes, sir, Master Allen.
I like that.
everybody. Thank you so much for having me. That is easily the nicest introduction that I've ever had.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Now return to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to tonight's episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. Tonight what we're doing is having what I call my open discussion forum. I have kind of two formats with my show. Probably 85 to 90% of my episodes, I have like an invited guest, some type of book author or expert who I usually ask questions of and interview. And then about maybe 10 to 15% of my episodes, I don't really have a particular guest that I'm interviewing. I have, again, what I refer to as an open discussion forum where I invite my listeners, you guys, the ones listening to my show, I invite you to call into my show and express your viewpoints, opinions, comments, criticisms about whatever the topic of discussion is. And tonight's discussion topic is about men and women who are one or more of these things: closet freaks, disingenuous prudes, wholesome pretenders, and erotic hypocrites. You might ask the question, what is a closet freak? Most people are familiar with that term, but it is kind of a slang term, so some people might not be familiar with it. I first heard the term, I think, when I was either a senior in high school or a freshman in college back in the 80s. A closet freak is basically a man or a woman who publicly will present themselves as very innocent, very wholesome, conservative, prudish, etc., conservative. But behind closed doors, they just as freaky deaky as they want to be. They using whipped cream, handcuffs, watching all kinds of porno. They just freaky deaky. That's a closet freak. And most of the terms I use are similar, like a wholesome pretender. I talk about that if you're familiar with my book. I'm the author of a book, in case you don't know, called Mode One, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. And two terms I introduce in Chapter 6 of that book is the terms wholesome pretender and erotic hypocrite. And they're, both of those are basically similar to a closet freak. A wholesome pretender is a woman that tends to publicly act like she's not really into casual sex or kinky sex. But once you break her down or once you get in private, she lets you know that she is down for casual sex and kinky sex. Same with erotic hypocrite. Erotic hypocrite, in my book, is a woman who's basically just a more materialistic version of a wholesome pretender. Yeah, that's a woman who will want to date and marry a guy who has a high degree of status and wealth. But behind closed doors, she'll be with some other guy who don't even have a job, but he got some good dick, and she wants the pipe to be laid right. So that's erotic hypocrite. And what else, other term? Oh, a disingenuous prude. Again, same thing. Yeah, there's a lot of people in society who are disingenuous prudes, at least in my opinion. And speaking of my opinion, I want to get the opinion of my good friend and loyal listener, Alex. Again, listeners, Alex can either be the Haitian sensation if he's on your good side or you on his good side, but if you piss him off like a lot of feminist women do, he turns into the Haitian abomination. Alex, how are you this evening?
I am doing very well. And yourself, sir?
Oh, man, I'm doing well myself, man. I'm ready to get in depth with this topic. So first of all, I want to ask you, what's your brief thoughts just on the whole resignation of Congressman Anthony Weiner? Congressman Anthony Weiner, and then I want you to segue into just your general thoughts on men and women who are very sexually duplicitous / hypocritical.
All right. First of all, I got to give a disclaimer that the views and opinions expressed by Doc Calisto do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Alan Roger Curry, Modlin Publishing, Blog Talk Radio's advertiser affiliates. Those are only the views of Doc Calisto. If you're offended, you can call at 215-618-1505, or you can go to my website at www.killyourself.com/ with a butter knife. Now, with this being said, I don't mean to turn the stuff racist and stuff, but first of all, if your name is Weiner already, you know you've gotten teased all your life in school. Why are you going to show your do a dick pic on Twitter, first of all? And also, my question is it so much that people want him out of office because he showed his penis? I mean, he did not cheat like Bill Clinton did. Or could it be that they want him out of there because when he tweeted his penis out there, he confirmed the stereotype about non-melanated men not packing as much heat as those with the higher doses of melanin. I'm just saying.
Now, see, DG Elizabeth in my chat room, DG Elizabeth, she implied, although she, I think, claims she don't really know, she said she heard that he was not packing. That's cold, DG Elizabeth, I just got to tell you. See, the man trying to show women his dick, and you going to evaluate it by saying it wasn't that big anyway from what I heard. But anyway, as you were saying, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, you got to ask yourself that. Now,
here's my quick thought before I let you go. I'm sorry to interrupt, but here's my quick thought on him. This is where I think he did the most fucking up, is not just what he did. I mean, given the fact that he's married, what he did was, definitely unethical. But he should have never lied about it. That's where most of my criticism lies. He shouldn't have lied about it, man. He should have...
Yeah, but Slick Willie got a free pass. I mean, Slick Willie lied about it and stuff. And, you know, I mean, yeah, people from the Republican Party probably wanted him out because, you know, partisan politics. But here, you know, Slick Willie does it. Everybody wants him out. And he receives a blowjob and banged Monica Lewinsky, and he left some DNA evidence on her dress. This dude, as far as we know, he just sent a dick pic on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying, you know, crucify Jesus, give us Barabbas, even though Barabbas was a murderer. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, you know, you remember Larry Flint, who used to be the editor and publisher of Hustler magazine?
I heard of him, yeah.
Well, if you're loosely familiar with him, he had said years back, he said he had some sexual secrets on over half the people in D.C., in Washington and government. So I'm curious to know.
What surprised me?
Yeah, he basically, this was happening, I think, around the time Clinton, the whole Clinton thing broke. He said most people in D.C. are sexual hypocrites. He said behind closed doors, a lot of the congressmen and even congresswomen, too, were doing freaky shit. But they just knew how to keep it under wraps.
It wouldn't surprise me.
So, I mean, so let me ask you, why do you think, would you blame it on just society in general, how we aspire to be this kind of puritanical Judeo-Christian society? Is that what motivates all this kind of duplicity and hypocrisy, or is it some other factors?
I don't think it's the Judeo-Christian thing per se. I would say you have some stiff-necked, sanctimonious billy goats and she-devils who somehow want to make you believe that if you have anything other than missionary position with the lights off solely for the sake of conception, that you're sinning. Because, look, if you want to look at it from a Christian perspective, let's go there. Who created sex? God did. Said it was good. I rest my case. So, you know, as long as you do what... Now, people doing threesomes and stuff, I can understand people might have an issue with that, but a husband and a wife, what you do, whether you do oral, anal, you know, fellatio cunnilingus, swing from the chandelier, you know, a fraternity paddle and baby oil while playing Prince music in the background, if it's between you and your spouse, you don't bring kids, no animals, hey, it's all good. But then again, I'm just a bootleg sexologist. You know, you might want to ask a homegirl, Yvonne K. Fulbright, for a more professional opinion.
Hey, well, that's what I want. I just want. Hey, Angel Eyes, I see you in the chat room. Angel Eyes has joined me in the chat room along with Covina Man, Dark Yoda, the King is in my chat room. Fly Tie is in my chat room. French Toast is in my chat room. And a number of guests, along with the ones I mentioned already before, All Mixed Up Radio, Christian Davis, DG Elizabeth, and, of course, my good friend who I have on the line, Alex, a.k.a. Don Calypso.
Alan,
so you think
before,
there's just a lot of self-righteous, sanctimonious people who are full of shit in a nutshell?
Yeah. Now, before you take on other callers and I have to bow out for the night, I do have a question for you, and that's a scenario I figure only you would deal with that.
Okay,
now, you met with a woman, and she told you that, you know, she's going to do all this freaky stuff to you, and she's going to cook you chicken wings on top of that, you know, and she got play pea snap on the refrigerator.
That's my kind of woman.
Exactly. Now, you get with her and stuff. You do all the crazy stuff you want. I mean, she lets you give it to her in the end. She swallows and all that. But when it's all said and done, she never gives the peach snapple or makes any chicken wings for you. Is that a erotic hypocrite? Is she erotically duplicitous? I mean, how would you qualify that?
She's just a fucking liar. that woman ain't sexually duplicitous. If she said she was going to be freaky with me and she got freaky with me sexually, then she's not in any way duplicitous or hypocritical simply because she didn't give me my chicken wings and my peach snapple. That's just a motherfucking liar right there.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason you shagged her is because you knew that when you were done, you were going to get your peach snapple and chicken wings. She didn't give that to you, so.
You silly. Now, you've read my book, Mo 1, so you know in Chapter 6 I talk about wholesome pretenders and erotic hypocrites. Yeah, a wholesome pretender, which is Alan Roger Curry original. But yeah, that's your woman, and there's a lot of women out in society like this. Even women acknowledge there's a lot of. Is that woman who you say meet at the party and you start talking about fucking? She says, "Well, I gotta let you know, I don't get into casual sex, and I don't be sucking nobody's dick on the first date, and shoot, I don't let no man who's not my serious boyfriend do any kinky shit with me." And then 2 hours after she done said all that shit, she doing everything that she says she don't do.
Well, it's not even that, Alan.
Alan,
while she's telling you she doesn't do that, she's talking to you and she's reeking, her breath is reeking of the semen of Dick with who she was just breaking off in the bathroom right before she talked to you. That's the worst part of it.
I mean, because I've literally had women do that. I'm sure you probably, before in your pre-marriage, pre-relationship days, I'm sure you had your share free. But yeah,
I was not that strong in the force, man.
You said what?
I was not that powerful in the force like you.
Yeah, I've had women, dude, that I met at, say, 10 o'clock, and they would be like, "Alan, I got to let you know, I don't have sex with men on the first date, and I definitely don't have oral sex with men on the first date." That's at 10 o'clock, and then at 11:30, 12 midnight, those same women are sucking my dick, and I'm fucking them doggy style. And it's just
and
like, okay, why'd you try to act like he was all Little Miss Wholesome? And they'll usually say, the number one response when I ask them, they'll usually say, "Well, I didn't want you to think I was like, you know, a slut or a hoe." Why do you care about what the fuck I think? The only thing that matters is what you think of yourself. I could have 100 thoughts in my head about a woman, but it don't make a damn difference. Shit. I tell women all the time, I don't care what you think of me. I am who I am. If you don't like it, you got criticism of it, that's your problem. It ain't mine. That's whatever thoughts you carry around about me is your problem. Okay, let me put you on the spot, Alex, and ask you, and I know you're probably going to give me a nice political diplomatic answer, but if you had to split by gender, who do you think is more erotically duplicitous and or sexually hypocritical, men as a whole, as a group, or women as a whole, as a group?
You're right about the diplomatic answer, because I think equally but in opposite directions. Women will pretend to be like, I don't do that, I'm all good girl, and you get all freaky behind closed doors. Guys will act like they're all kinds of freak and stuff, and when it comes time to perform, they won't deliver. I mean, let's be honest, a lot of guys lie on their dick. A lot of guys lie on their dick, and they lie about stuff. They'll tell a woman, yeah, baby, They'll tell her, I'm going to eat you good. They'll tell a woman, they'll toss a child, do all kinds of stuff. And when it comes time to put up or shut up, they can't deliver. But generally speaking, though, I would still say that, yeah, women tend to lie more, though, in that aspect.
Okay. So, that was a good answer. You giving little criticism towards both genders. I see a couple of people have come into my chat room. I see Old Face Poison, and I see my main man Jason E. Barnes, aka 6ix9ine, is in the chat room. I would actually even myself generally agree. Both men and women have their share of duplicity. Like, in the same way we talk about women being closet freaks, I know men who will obviously Anthony Weiner. He's the most obvious example of a guy who was pretending to be this wholesome,
dedicated
husband.
I don't know what kind of freak he was, though. I don't know if he even was a freak. All he did was send pictures. It's not like there's a video of him doing some R. Kelly stuff.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he didn't. It ain't like he actually. There's no proof that he actually committed adultery in the sense of having intercourse with someone other than his wife. But still, man, when you're married, you'd have to agree, Alex.
True.
You shouldn't be sending no pictures of your dick if you're married and your wife don't know about it. Really, you shouldn't be doing it shit if your wife don't know about it.
With you. You're right. But here's another thing. And here's what it boils down to as far as the duplicitous. I mean, I know I shouldn't take a cue from a movie, but you remember American Pie 2 when they talked about the rule of three? Take any number a guy gives, divide it by three, because he's probably lying to boost the numbers. Take any number a woman gives you, divide it by three, and that's just a rough guess. Multiply what a woman gives you by three, and that's a rough guesstimate of the truth.
Okay. Well, see, I always heard the rule of two, but I guess it's the rule of three. I heard that since I was in college. Most guys would say if a guy tells a woman that he fucked 25 women in the last year, he really fucked about 12. And if a woman tells you she fucked 25 men in the last year, she really fucked about 50.
Nah, more like 75, but,
So, but yeah, man, I just think, man, and obviously for me writing Mo 1, how I feel about, I'm all about just upfront, straightforward honesty. I always tell both men and women, I don't pass judgment on nobody being kinky, nobody being freaky, nobody being promiscuous. But this issue is a pet peeve of mine, because I do not like duplicitous, hypocritical people. I'm the type, if you're doing something free, one of the responses I get from women, and I got it this week, I don't know if you read my article. I wrote an article. Matter of fact, listeners, if you can see it on my page, it's associated with this episode. I wrote an article related to the whole thing about duplicity and sexual hypocrisy. And one of the things I get from women is that, well, Alan, Are you saying that I should just put my business out there? I'm a discreet woman, and I don't want everybody knowing my business. So why do I have to let people know my business? And
everybody doesn't need to know, but whoever they're getting involved with. I mean, no man wants to marry a woman he thinks he's got a good one. And, you know, and when he goes to an alumni reunion, all the guys are snickering because they remembered how the rugby team, the football team, basketball, and the soccer team all got to run through her.
Well, see, you kind of hit it on the head. That's what I was going to get to, is that's the difference. You know, in a nutshell, when women ask me, what's the difference between being discreet and duplicitous? Discreet and duplicitous. Discreet is when you just simply not really sharing your business with people who don't need to know it. It's that simple. If you had a threesome last night, your coworkers don't need to know that. You know, the people down the street don't need to know that.
I would
if
go further
you,
than that,
you know,
Alan.
Was in an orgy last month, your brother and sister-in-law don't really need to know that. So that's discreet. But duplicitous is similar to what I was talking about when I was talking about the wholesome pretender. That's when you're giving someone the impression that you are one way when you're really another way, particularly to someone that you're in a relationship with. So like Alex was saying, if you're a woman and a guy you dating is asking you about your past experiences and you acting like you've lived the sex life of a prudish Sunday school teacher, but you know damn well you've been out there freaking, see that you're being duplicitous. That's to me, that is unfair to the man you date. If you want that man to love you for who you really are, then you need to be upfront and straightforward. Like, I've actually gotten criticized for the opposite. I've had ex-girlfriends of mine say, Alan, you're too fucking honest. You be telling me shit that I didn't really even ask for. But that's how I am. Anytime I've dated a woman, I tell her. I tell women straight. I say, hey, I've been a freaky motherfucker for most of my life. I ain't never been no prudish type cat.
Something's wrong with them. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. If they think you're too honest, they have a dysfunction. Because if they were all right in the brain, they might say, you know, I didn't want to know that, but I appreciate you letting me know, so you give me a choice whether I want to deal with it or not.
Exactly.
And as far as discretion is concerned, discreet is, it's not just that, you know, they don't blabber about it, but when somebody keeps their stuff discreet, it means only the folks, the parties involved know, and they don't have to lie about it. You know, if somebody is discreet, they could go at a party, have, you know, hooked up with five different people at one point or another, but the way they keep their stuff, they make sure they keep their stuff in a way that word doesn't get around. So those five guys, they each know they've hit it, but the other ones don't know, versus someone who was so loose that everybody knows that, oh yeah, that person got around. But they're not going around pretending, they're not going around lying, saying they were a virgin when really they fucked the whole town.
Now, you know, and I don't want to segue, Alex, but I ain't going to even say her name, but you know there's a woman that you know and I know. She's a fellow Blog Talk Radio host. And one of the things that made me and her fall out, actually, because we were halfway cool before this issue, but I talked about this, this was months ago, probably last year, about a year ago. I talked about this whole issue of women being upfront with men that they're dating about their past sexuality, and she said, no, women should lie. Women should lie. And I went off on her ass.
I know that's the same person who said that, oh, if a man doesn't give the dick right, even if he does everything right, else right, I'm cheating, who's not going to take time to teach a man how to please him. I know exactly who you're talking about, and they need to take a look in the mirror. That's all I got to say.
Hey, French Toast, now you know you're going to have to call in and back up that statement. When you call out celebrities like that, you're going to have to call in and back that up. You said it. I got a user named French Toast in my chat room. He said, or she said, I don't know if it's a he or she, I think it's a he. But he said that Common, the rapper Common, is a fraud. I want to know what that means. I want to know, don't spread gossip in my chat room unless you want to substantiate it with something fairly factual. But yeah, Alex, yeah, man, I believe when it comes to relationships, I know, I'm going to speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for all guys, because I've had guys tell me, there's some guys that have actually told me they don't want to know about their new girlfriends or future wife's sexual past.
They should have not taken the song, the lyrics from that song by Mario Winans, I Don't Want to Know. They should have not taken that shit literally. This is what happens when niggas spend too much time in front of the TV watching music videos instead of reading a book. You internalize that shit. Now you got niggas thinking, I don't want to know if you creeping, keeping on the low. Come on, man. Grow some balls.
I want to recognize people who come to my chat room. I got Angel Eyes. I mentioned Black Ice in my chat room. Brother Drum, Christian Davis, Covina Man, Dark Yoda, DG Elizabeth, Don Calypso, who's on the line, Fly Tie, French Toast, a number of guests, Old Face Poison, 6ix9ine, that's Jason Barnes, 6ix9ine, and a few other guests. I'm different. I speak for myself. Whenever I date a woman, I want to know shit.
Show me the Carfax.
I don't want to know shit she's done. Now, some people say, well, Alan, why are numbers important? I don't specifically ask for numbers. I rarely date a woman and say, hey, how many men have you fucked? I mean, once or twice I might have done that. But I tend to ask experiences. Like, I might ask a woman, have you ever had a threesome? Have you ever had a foursome? Have you ever had a bisexual experience? Have you ever fucked in public? Have you ever fucked an animal? Have you ever had a man put cocaine on your clit? I mean,
bad,
I just ask
girl.
About specific shit.
Yeah.
And
do you ask her when you went down to Tijuana for the spring break? Did you go watch the donkey show or were you the donkey show?
Because see, Alex, you said something a few minutes ago that you kind of said lightheartedly, but it's really the truth. And women might not be able to relate to this because they don't have the same feeling, but men do. As a man. Call it egotistical, call it territorial, but no man, well, I ain't going to say no man, I'll say very few men. There's some men that are open-minded, but most men do not want to be in a club or be at a party with their new girlfriend and have their girlfriend, you and your girl, new girlfriend, and getting looks from dudes in the room with that look like, yeah, I hit that shit. Yeah, look at him. He just walked in. It was a new girl, man. I used to tear that shit up.
Exactly.
That no man wants to, very few men want to have that feeling. And that's why a woman should just be open with her shit and just tell you so it ain't no surprises. Because I've been on the other end of that. I've been the guy who's doing the snickering more so than the guy who's being snickered. I've probably been the guy who's been snickered at once or twice too, but I've definitely been the guy who's been at a party where some guy came in the room with a chick that I knew I had done all kinds of just kinky shit with. And I'd be like, damn, look at that shit, bro. You know, look at this brother all hugged up with this woman. And I think what's really eye-opener for men, tell me if you haven't been in this situation, Alex, where, say you meet Linda, and Linda tells you that you got to wait 6 months before you can get in the pussy. And you say, okay, I guess that's how it is.
No.
But then you had a party with some of your boys, and you happen to mention Linda, and some dude, let's say, named Tyrone says, wait a minute, you dating Linda Jacksony? Yeah, that's who I'm. Oh, man, that chick sucked my dick the first night I met at the club. Man, I done been in that situation around guys a number of times, and that always fucks guys up. When a guy has met a woman and she making him wait, but another guy will say, oh, man, I tapped that shit the first night or the first weekend after I met her.
Tariq,
you ever been in that situation, Alex?
Now, me personally, if I have, I wouldn't have known. But here's the thing. Tariq Nasheed called it. When a woman says, oh, I want to wait, I want to take it slow, that's womanese for, I got a couple of dick accounts to close. So, basically, while you are waiting and she's playing you like Steve Harvey, making you wait for 3 months, Pookie, Ray Ray, Dayquil, Jaquan, and Shantavius, they're all busting her back out, you know, and she's swallowing their DNA smoothie. And then you're lucky if you get a handshake.
Man, you know I'm about to steal that from you, man. DNA smoothie.
Actually, well, I stole that one from Ronin Soul 75. I'm not original. I got nothing original. I stole that from Ronin Soul 75. But seriously, whenever they tell you that crap, it means they're letting some other dude bang their back out who's probably the antithesis of you.
Wow. Hey, I'm a
I was going to say that's the insulting part. Whenever they tell you to wait and stuff, some guy who's the antithesis of you, who probably doesn't have a job, maybe has a rap sheet worse than some of the worst criminals out there, who's got nothing going on for him except that he's a Jasper St. Jock, and they're letting him have it all, and you got to wait.
I had a guy call into my show a few episodes ago. Well, it wasn't the exact situation because he wasn't dating the woman, but he was platonic friends with a woman. I remember I had this guy, he called into my show, and he was talking about how he's frustrated. And I know guys have been in this situation where you platonic friends with a woman and you spending 10, 15 or more hours a week, you know, going to the grocery store with her, watching TV with her, doing all that platonic friend shit, and you ain't getting no ass. And then another guy, he's spending only 2 or 3 hours a week with that woman, and 90% of his time spent is in the pussy. Man, I done heard that frustration a lot by guys, particularly, like I said, a guy who called it to my
show. Is an emotional tampon.
Yeah, exactly. Emotional tampon. But yeah, the subject is not emotional tampons. The subject tonight is closet freaks, disingenuous prudes, and sexual hypocrites. The number to call in is 646-478-5710. Again, 646-478-5710. I'm going to take a quick intermission break. But when I get back, I will take more of your calls, listen to more of your opinions, comments. Don't go anywhere. I should be back in about 3 minutes or so.
Hey, I'm Dangerously. And you may have read my short story, Till Death Do Us Part, in the New York Times best-selling anthology, Succulent, Chocolate Flavor 2, presented by Zay. Well, things get even hotter between the pages of Keep Your Panties Up and Your Skirt Down. Check it out at PantiesUpSkirtDown.com. And remember, keep it dangerous.
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry of Upfront and Straightforward and Low One fame. And if you're a music lover, I urge you to listen to Madison Media Radio. It's not just music, but it is music with a purpose. Right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network.
Low One.
Do you think that guys, to one degree or another, have to play the role of the bad boy to attract women, or they just need to remain who they are and just, you know, be patient?
No, they need to combine their game. They need to go in with an attitude that I'm going to be a gentleman, but I'm also letting you know that I'm attracted to you. You know, I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. I want to, you know, I want to take you out. I want to date you. You know, if you think I want to get in your pants, you're probably right. But at the same time, I like you. I like you. I want to see you.
You know, there's more single women than married women in the United States.
There's
only 51%. Yeah.
There's more what?
Okay. There's more single women than married women in the United States right now. First time ever in history.
My
mindset is correct. Somewhere there's a woman that's balanced, that's God-focused, that, you know, she gives because she wants to give, not because she's trying to hook somebody with her giving, but she values herself. She recognizes her good qualities, acknowledges her bad qualities, and this is the person that's balanced and ready to be in a healthy relationship.
Just so the listeners know, there's a letter in my first book, Letters to a Young Brother, Manifest Your Destiny. It's called Finding Your Swagger. In fact, it's so funny. I just got a letter from a young brother that he read my book, and it's changed his life. And he also put it in, he said, and you know what? I found my swagger, and now all the girls like me like you said they would. I was so tickled by that, yeah.
Oh, man, you gotta love it.
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. We now return to my open forum discussion about the Anthony Weiner resignation, as well as erotically duplicitous and sexually hypocritical people on Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network. Welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. And see, now I feel better. I feel better because when I first started my show tonight, there was only about four people in my chat room. And I ain't not gonna lie, my ego was hurt. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I always start off with at least 15 people in my chat room, and it usually grows from there. But usually at minimum, I usually have about 10, 15 people in my chat room. But yeah, I had like 3-4 people in my chat room tonight. And I was like, shoot, the NBA Finals is over. Shoot, so it shouldn't be any conflicts tonight. But anyway, that's in the past. Now I have about 20 to 25 people in my chat room. And my listeners are important tonight because this is what I refer to as my open discussion forum format. I have two types of formats with my show. Again, about 85 to 90% of my episodes, I have an invited guest, usually some type of expert, book author, etc. And then about maybe 10 to 15% of my episodes, I have what I call an open discussion forum where I pick a topic and I mainly invite my listeners to call in and express their opinions, their commentary about whatever the topic of discussion. And the topic of discussion tonight is a combination of the Anthony Weiner resignation. He's a Democrat from New York. He was a member of the House of Representatives. And if you haven't heard, if you've been in a case, he was a congressman who had gone on Twitter and sent pictures of his dick through up to 6 women through Twitter. And he got called out about it. Initially, he denied it. He said somebody hacked into his Twitter account. And then about a week or two later, he ended up confessing that it was him who sent pictures of his genitalia to up to 6 women. And at first, he resisted resigning,
But then he went ahead and resigned. Actually, just today he went ahead and resigned from his post as a congressman. So I'm talking about the issue related to him, and beyond just him, I'm also talking about the issue of men and women being erotically duplicitous / sexually hypocritical. People who are like closet freaks and disingenuous prudes. You know the type. Publicly, they act like they're the most innocent, wholesome, conservative, prudish people in the world. But behind closed doors, they're doing everything kinky and freaky that you can possibly imagine. And I'm asking the question, what causes this duplicity? What causes this type of hypocrisy? Is it society? Are we just a society that promotes being a prude and people feel like they can't really be accepted in society if they come out and say they're a freak? Or is it more of an individual thing that people are just full of shit? So I'm taking your calls. I'm taking all your calls. And my next caller is a guy who's no stranger to my show. Man, this is a guy who the term mincing words is a foreign concept to this brother. Because if there's any such thing as keeping it too real, this brother sometimes is guilty of being too real, like telling former guests of mine to suck his dick. It's none other than Jason 6ix9ine Barnes. What's up, brother?
What's going on, player? How you doing, man?
Oh man, I'm doing good, man. So I know you got some bold thoughts about the whole subject of both wiener scandal as well as just sexual duplicity and hypocrisy as a whole. What's your comments?
All right. Well, I'll address wiener first. You know, I would have had, and I think the country would have had, all kinds of respect for him if he had just kept it real from the beginning up. Because if I had sent a text with a picture of my dick in it and somebody had brought it out, he could have avoided all this and said, yeah, I did it. And I'm not cheating on my wife. It was a picture of my dick. Everybody enjoy. I have a big dick. You know, nothing to be ashamed of. It's not like he was looking like old boy from The Hangover 2 and, you know, coming up with a peanut and whatnot. So, you know, white boy was packing a little something. Yeah, it's my dick. It would have shut down all of this. But the minute he started lying, everybody wanted to, hey, wait a minute. No, hold on. And now he had to give up his job. He's not going to be mayor. Next thing you know, he's pretty much done. And now he's going to have to try and work on saving his marriage. Real G move. Look, it was my dick. I was flirting on the internet. Dick got hard. Took a picture of it, sent it to this chick. She's a porn star. Shit, yes, I wanted to fuck her, and my wife probably would have given me a pass. Most of y'all don't know that about my wife. But that's my opinion. Now, him resigning and everything, he made that, you know, all that bullshit. Oh, well, it wasn't me. Oh, well, yeah, it was me, and I'm really, really sorry. Oh, I'm going into rehab. He screwed himself.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you because, wait, who got...
My chat room got muted.
I told some friends the very thing you said. I don't know if you remember the controversy around David Letterman.
Yeah.
But David Letterman did something that I really admire. He basically did what you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
He is married, but he slept with one of his interns. And before the it gained any type of steam as a scandal, he came out on his show, and I never forget because I was watching his show that night. I don't watch his show every night, but I happened to be watching the show tonight. And he started up his monologue, and he started talking about it. At first, everybody in the audience thought he was, you know, leading up to some kind of joke. But he basically went on to say, yeah, I fucked my intern.
And it was good.
And he's basically like, I did it. So, and what? Next.
Now,
and the whole audience was like, well, damn, oh, shit, okay. And you notice it was talked about for maybe like 2 or 3 days, and then people just left the shit alone.
Right.
But if he would have lied about it, tried to hide it in the night, then came out, it would have been 10 times worse.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's one case where, you know, lying doesn't help you. You know, if you do that, and I mean, people are a little too insecure and sensitive and they want to hold on so much. And, you know, men and women, you know, I don't give a fuck what you're doing on your phone. The minute you step out, like if I'm in a relationship, I don't give a fuck. The minute you step out and you got a dick inside you and you're not looking at it on the phone anymore, then we might have to have a discussion, unless you ask me about it first. But, you know, just looking at pictures and talking shit on the internet and everything, come on, man. You cannot be serious. You know, yes, it opens the door and everything, but a cheater is going to cheat no matter what you do. You know, so if somebody's going to lie and all that kind of stuff and everything, and you think that they're cheating, look, they probably are, and you sitting over there acting all silly about it is just going to give them more, you know, credence to go ahead and do what they were going to do anyway. You can't change people. So be honest about it and fuck it and get over it. It's just a text of his dick. You know, like 1,000 other women have probably seen his dick before he got married. What's so new that he just said, I do, and now no one else can look at his dick? Shit, I'm proud of my dick. Anybody want a picture of my dick? Send me a chat with your phone number, and I will go ahead and send you a picture of my dick. Fuck it. It's a beautiful thing.
Now, see, you're going to have some big burly dude named Roscoe like it, Jason.
Hey, you know what? Roscoe can look at it, too. Roscoe, get none of it, but enjoy, motherfucker.
Okay. Now, what's your thoughts on just men and women being duplicitous and hypocritical in general? You got any strong thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, you know, you and I talk about this a lot, Alan, but I'm going to put a different spin on it this time. If I want to fuck a woman, and that's it, you know, because 9 times out of 10 when I first meet her, that's all I want to do. Normally, I'll just be honest and everything, but when you're honest and you come off as too crass, too forward and everything, a lot of women, you give them their choice and they'll say no. But I'm like this, fuck it. I'm going to lie to get what the fuck I want. You know, whatever I got to say, yeah, okay. After I nut, then it's like, oh, damn, that was real good. I got to deal with it. But 9 times out of 10, fuck it. You know, I'm going to, whatever, yeah, yeah, I could see us together forever. Yeah, sure. You know, but 9 times out of 10, I'm not feeling that way and everything. I would just approach a woman and be like, look, hey, I don't even want to know your name. I've done this before. I don't want to know your name. I've been in a club. Walk up to a woman. Don't want to know your name. You want to go fuck? I'd say it runs about 50-50 on whether or not they take me up on it. But that's just me.
Oh, I'm feeling you, man. Matter of fact, I've had that done, and I'm sure you have. Because I've had some women ask me, they say, Alan, I don't believe... I think that's only in movies where they wake up and say, you know, what's your name again? Surely nobody has sex without... I'm like, bullshit. Shit. I mean, I haven't had it happen 100 times, but I've definitely, at least a half dozen to a dozen times, been with a woman where it wasn't until after we had sex. Like, I remember specifically one time I was in college, I had a woman suck my dick. And it wasn't until after I came in her mouth where I was like, okay, tell me your name now. Because... the truth of the matter is, and a lot of women don't want to hear this or believe this, but you don't need to know a woman's name to get her pussy wet, and she don't need to know your name for your dick to get hard.
Right. Well, a lot of women nowadays are starting to fall into, our society has gotten them believing that, you know, in order, and they are emotional creatures, but in order for them to have a satisfying sexual experience, they have to have that commitment and monogamy in place and all those kind of things. It's a fallacy. You know, women, yes, you might have more of an orgasm if you have an emotional connection or something like that. But, you know, when women are being really honest and everything, they're horny too. They want to have sex just like without all the drama. But it's like they've been so indoctrinated into what our society puts in front of them that, you know, they can't get out of their own damn way. And even if they have that freaky sex and they, you know, finally let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, and it gets down to it, then they start feeling horrible, whether it's religious reasons or societal reasons or everything like that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Or how long before I let him know that I'm a real freak? How long before I let him know that I want him to fuck me in the ass and call me names? You know, they have to get past that point. And a lot of them, you know, sit over there, and if you look at it, most women will fuck up their relationships before men do. Women fuck up more relationships than men because they worry about crap too much. So if women learn how to just be honest, open, and all that kind of stuff, then things will move forward. If that's all they want is a relationship, great. You want a relationship? Okay. Let that be the end-all, be-all, and move forward with it. Don't turn into, damn, I've been a freak for the last 20 years, but this guy, I'm going to try and change my straight. If you've been doing it for 20 years, it's a habit. You are not going to change on the next guy. So, fuck it. Everybody else got it easy. I want it easy, goddamn, too.
Now, speaking of that, I don't know if you heard my conversation with Alex, but have you ever, 6ix9ine, been in a situation where, say, you was at a party, and you might have been this guy. Let's say you was at a party, and some guy, let's call him Lewis. You hear some of Lewis's friends say, "Hey, man, Lewis, you still going out with that one chick, Diane?" He's like, "Yeah, you know, I really like her. She's a great girl. And the only thing, you know, she won't let me get beyond tongue kissing, you know. We've been dating each other for like 4 or 5 months now. She says she wants me to wait at least 9 months.
Alex, you know anybody that actually talks like that?
Okay, I'm being, you know, exaggerating with the voice, but you know what I'm saying. And then you're, all of a sudden, you just start laughing, and brother's looking like, okay, why is this really tall brother just laughing? And at first you're like, nah, nothing. They said, nah, what's up, man? What's up, brother? Wait, you dating Diana Williams? And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm dating. You know her? He's like, bruh, I don't want to, you know, rain on your parade, but damn, dude, I met her at McDonald's on Friday night, and Saturday morning I was fucking the shit out of her. Have you ever been in that situation where some dude was talking about a woman, made him wait for months, but you knew you had fuck that same woman for, or on the flip side, maybe you were in the Lewis position where you highly respected some woman and she was telling you, Jason, you gotta wait, and then you was at some party and some other dude was like, man, I tapped that shit the first night.
I have been Lewis before.
Okay.
Where you know, I was doing the nice guy thing. This is many years ago. But I was doing the nice guy thing, and this chick, I was like, wow, she's great, and blah, 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 and I'm spending all this time with her. I'm putting in that 20 hours a week and everything that you were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my buddies said, dude, everybody in the gym done smashed that. She's a gym rat. She's a gym bunny. You know, just tell her you want to fuck. And, you know, when I actually went and confronted the woman about it, and I asked her, and she was like, yeah, I have slept with a lot of guys. I said, why haven't you slept with me? And her response kind of changed the way I approached women. It was one of the things that led up to me changing my approach. She said, I like men that come and get it, you know, and ask for what they want in this world. If you had told me you wanted some pussy, you'd have got some pussy. I liked you already, and I was spending all this time with you, but I lost a lot of respect for you, you know, or I lost the sexual attraction to you when we were just chilling all the time and everything. Put you in the friend zone, and that's where you remain. And I was like, well, can I get something now? She's like, no.
That, you know, so. Dude, what you just said, dude, that is so real. Because, number one, I will confess, I've been there, too. I've been in the Lewis situation at least a handful of times. And everything you say is valid, because once you allow a woman to put you in the friend zone for an extended period of time, in most cases, there's, of course, exceptions to everything, but in most cases, you ain't never getting that pussy. You ain't never getting that pussy. And, but yeah, I think the first thing that happened to me was when I was a senior in high school. There was this woman who had a crush on me, but I looked at her as, you know, the quote-unquote proverbial good girl. So I never made a move on it. And then I was at this party with some fellas I knew, both from my school and from some other schools where I grew up in Gary. And they were like, oh, man, Alan, I know you didn't tap that. I know you didn't tap that. I was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I was like, so-and-so, she was a good girl. Man, they just started laughing hysterically. And I was like, damn, what's up? And then one of my boys who I grew up with, he's just like, oh, man, I hate to break the tea, bro. He said, man, we all done been up in that shit. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. They was like, nah, bruh. Like, it was like seven of them. At least six of the seven who was standing with me had not only fucked her, but fucked her fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And here I was treating her like she was this Sunday school teacher. And they was like, bruh, we all been up in that shit. Right. And I was just like, damn.
Alan,
I felt stupid. Are
you still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Here, let me ask you a question. When you were in college, well, I know when I was in college, there were certain girls that, you know, and I'll just say it the way I'm thinking it, you know, they were known for getting trains run on them, you know, which is multiple guys having sex with them, orgies, whatever you want to call it. So let's say you meet a woman and you find out that you've been banging her and everything, would you look at her different if you found out that that chick used to be that chick back in college, you know, 10, 15 years ago, or even 5 years ago, 5 years removed, that she was the chick that everybody knew? All you got to do is go on over there, take your boys, and you in it.
All right, that's an interesting question. I always bring up this movie, and some of my listeners might be tired of me referencing this movie, but there's actually a movie that relates to that question. If you haven't seen it, it's called Chasing Amy with Ben Affleck, before Ben Affleck really blew up. And Chasing Amy deals exactly with that very scenario, to give you the gist of it, and I'm going to warn you, I'm giving spoilers, as they call them. So if you haven't seen the movie, I'm kind of going to give you some of the plot line, so close your ears if you don't want to hear it. But what it is, Ben Affleck meets this young lady that he's really enamored by, and starts off, she's actually a lesbian. And then she's a lesbian, but she's not like one of those women who says she was born a lesbian. She chose to be a lesbian because she had gotten hurt by men. But anyway, Ben Affleck wins her over. They start dating. They get into a relationship. They become boyfriend, girlfriend. Everything's going fine. And then one day he's going to like a 7-Eleven type store, and he runs into two high school classmates of his girlfriend. And similar to that scenario I talked about with Lewis, they like, wait a minute, you dating so-and-so? I think in the movie her name was Lisa or something. They say, you dating Lisa? He's like, yeah. They're like, oh, man, we used to have threesomes with her. We used to have, like, mini orgies with her. She's like a big-ass freak. And it fucks Ben Affleck up. He does not. It's so real to me because most men don't know how to handle that. That very question that Jason just asked, a lot of men don't know how to, and yeah, he couldn't handle it. It like freaked him out.
Right, but what would you do if it was your girl?
Well, me, I'd have to say honestly, and I think I've been in that situation two or three times. I don't know about per se the train, but I've dated women who had, for me, you mentioned about the years, how many years have passed. That's a big factor for me. So say, for example, I meet a woman and she's 35. And she tells me straight up, she says, Alan, you know what? Between ages of 18 and 24, I was just a big-ass freak. I did a couple threesomes. I did at least one orgy, et cetera, et cetera. If I'm really into her, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I really don't. Now, if I meet that same woman that's 35, and she says, Alan, between the ages of 31 and 33, I was a big-ass freak, and I did this and that, and this and that, and this and that. Yeah, that's probably going to raise some eyebrows on my face. I'm probably going to be like, well.
You'd still hit it, but you just wouldn't consider keeping it around for the long term, right?
Yeah, because I'm going to feel like she still has those type of tendencies. And
hold on. Would you call your boy and say, yo, man, why don't you come over and let's see if we can get her to do it? I'm sitting here looking at my phone like, I better get that phone call.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I want somebody, this person, to call in. They said, Alan, how can you expect a woman to be... Alan, how can you expect a woman to be freaky, but you are judgmental of her? What do you mean I'm being judgmental of her? What are you talking about?
We're still going to fuck the freaks, but when it comes down to keeping them around and wiping them up and all that kind of stuff, no, not if everybody and their mama, because nobody wants to change a hoe into a housewife.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this. Like, a lot of people say, oh, Alan, why should numbers be important and all this stuff? For me, and I ain't speak for other guys, it's not so much the numbers per se. What it is this, and I'm going to speak, I think I'm going to kind of generalize for a lot of guys. No man wants to date a woman who they feel can be easily and quickly seduced by another man. If I'm dating a woman and I feel like if she was left alone in a room with a guy who she finds physically attractive and sexually appealing, and basically all you got to do is pull out his dick and she's on her knees sucking that motherfucker, Why do I want to date that woman? And some people say, oh, Alan, that's just, that ain't fucking judgmental, at least not in my book. That ain't judgmental. That's like, I don't want to be with a woman that can be easily fucked by another motherfucker. Again, it's not so much about her, how many numbers and all that shit. It's about, when you want to date a woman, and I say the same for a woman, when they want to date a man, you want somebody who's loyal. And I would say the same thing with women. Women don't want a motherfucker that as soon as they see a woman with a nice ass, you know, they all own that ass. So, yeah, that man's going to have different attitudes about women.
Women are just going to be disappointed in that, because just about every man out there, as soon as they see a nice ass, if they think they can get it without any kind of repercussions, they're going to get it. That's the way
we're built. Here's Jason's Hunter philosophy. If you're not familiar with 6ix9ine, it's all about the Hunter. Oh,
hey, come on. Now, until we fall over, that's all we're about, is getting the next one, because there is nothing as good as getting some pussy except getting some new pussy. And that is the credo that every man lives by.
I think you know you and I are similar. We are simultaneously almost similar in this area, but we're different. Because one thing I disagree with you on your show, and correct me if I'm wrong, you basically said that you feel like the average man will and even should, if they can get away with cheating, they should go ahead with it. I tend to disagree with that. I don't believe, and I've said it on my show, and I still, in fact, say, I'm not a proponent of cheating. I'm the type of guy that if I know I want to fuck more than one woman, I tell the woman. And I literally have done that. I've been in relationships where I've told women I was dating. I say, hey, there's this woman I work with. She flirt with me. She get my dick hard. I think I'm a fucker. And, of course, you know, they go off and shit, but things I'm honest about. Like, one thing I've definitely been honest is, I think you know this quirk about me, Jay, I'm into phone sex. And almost every woman I've dated, I've had phone sex with other women.
Like that, man. You know this about me, Jay. No, I don't know that shit about
No, but yeah, I'm into phone sex. And I tell women, pretty much every woman I've ever dated, I told them up front. I didn't do it in a no sneaky behind-the-back manner. I told women up front. I said, hey, there's probably going to be some women I'm going to have phone sex with. I'm letting you know that right now. And it's basically, they either down with it or they not. But I don't try to. So I agree with the hunter mentality, but I don't agree that men should keep it a secret. I think if you're a true player and you truly got it going on, you should get women to agree to your program. You should tell women up front that, hey, this is how I roll. Are you down? If they not down, you leave them the fuck alone.
One of your chat room listeners, DG Elizabeth, said that, you know, nothing better than some pussy but some new pussy is such a played out line. And I just, so women understand this, and this is the problem that most women have. Y'all heifers don't know how to fucking listen. If 99.9% of men are saying that there's nothing like some pussy except some new pussy, it is fine, and they mean it. Even your man who you love and who you think worships the ground that you walk on, that motherfucker wants to fuck somebody else. It's whether or not he chooses not to, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with him wanting to fuck somebody else. There's nothing wrong with him having feelings for somebody else. So all these women out there that just think, oh, it has to be magical and everything, look at the divorce rates. Be honest with yourself. Look at how the fuck you treat men and why the fuck most of your relationships are fucking up, and you will realize that 9 times out of 10, it's not the men. The men are being honest and direct and all that kind of shit. It's you. You make men want to lie to you or have to lie to you in order for you to get that fake-ass relationship Jones in your head satisfied. Men would rather never get married and keep on fucking until they get to be about 60 years old, when their libido dies down, and that might not even happen now with Viagra, but even when our libidos die down and all that kind of stuff, and we're on our deathbeds, then we want somebody around. All that other time is prime hunting time. Fuck you. I can talk to my friends. I have my male buddies I can hang out with. We have much more interesting conversations. I can sit over there. I can be fine by myself. I know how to cook. Most men do. Clean. Take care of my goddamn self and everything. We don't need you guys. You need us, because you have to have that relationship, most of you. So get a clue and understand men are just built this way. There's nothing wrong with it. If you get a man who says, I'm going to be with you and I'm just going to keep it with you and me, then great. You found a man and that's great until he gets another piece of ass that he thinks he can get without you knowing about it. Otherwise, stop trying to force men into thinking and acting like bitches, because that's what a lot of dudes are, a bunch of sensitive, sissified, bitch-made men.
Hey, next time, Jay, when you call into my show, I need you to tell people how you really feel, okay?
I know.
Just do me that favor. Just tell people what you really thinking, what you really feel. I want to acknowledge the people in my chat room. I got Brother Drum, Christian Davis, Covina Man, DG Elizabeth, Fly Tie, French Toast, Metal Haze. What's up, Metal Haze? That's my main man, Metal Haze. Mrs. Nurse, Old Face Poison, Self-Guided, not Misguided, not Other People Got It, but I got Self-Guided. I got Soulful Style. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And, of course, I got Jason 69 Barnes. Now, I'm going to bring in another person who is holding on, and he's been patiently waiting. He's in my chat room, French Toast. I got French Toast calling, you know, up front and straightforward, Alan Roger Curry. What's your thoughts on Anthony Weiner and the whole subject of being erotically duplicitous and sexual? Well, first of all, French, I got to ask you, since you made this bold statement, you said,
yes, sir.
Common,
yes, sir,
is a fraud. Now, that's a bold statement to make about a celebrity who's very well liked, very well respected. Why would you say Common is a fraud?
How y'all doing, by the way, this evening? I thought you were about to cut off. I didn't know you were going over. I'm glad we are, though. Are we still on?
Yeah, we still on.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a PR man for a local club here in D.C., one of the largest black clubs on the East Coast. And we have theme nights where we pay, where they pay, you know, rap artists and stars, you know, up to $50,000, $60,000 come up in there for a couple hours, you know, chop it up in the VIP room and whatnot. And I have, you know, had a chance to, you know, rub elbows, chit-chat, you know, whatever, kick the bobo with a lot of these fools. And you got to understand, with the rap artists, they all have an alter ego. Some of them are legit thugs, but most of the legit thugs don't last too long in the business because they're hard-headed. Most of them have an alter ego. Either they want to be a thug or they want to come off as an intellectual, maybe somewhere in between. Guys like Common and Mos Def, I've met them, talked to them a couple times. They're pseudo-intellectuals. They don't read anything. They're not educated too much. They got some street smarts. I mean, they know the industry a little bit because, you know, everybody gets fucked over their first time over. That's the best lesson, getting the fucking, you know what I mean? And, most of them don't even write their lyrics. You know what I mean? They're not going to admit that, but don't even write their lyrics. Only a few of them do. And, you know, it's just pretending. It's pretending. People don't realize that. Now, Common and Mos Def, they are talented. Do not get me wrong. I mean, look how they cross over in the pictures. And they're not, you know, halfway sleepwalking through a movie like Ice Cube. They're really doing it well, you know what I mean? And as far as these congressmen and David Letterman and those guys, you got to realize, when a white person gets caught doing something, let's say with his pants down, if he's not in the old boy network, his ass is grass, okay? When they want you out of there, your ass is gone. Same thing with the congressman. Just because you're a congressman or a senator does not necessarily put you in the old boy network. You got to watch what you do. I have to watch what I do, believe it or not. And I'm just a regular old, you know, civilian, so to speak. You know, if I get caught, you know, in the paper tomorrow and something happened, they'd probably fire me. You know what I mean? Even though they know my background as an ex-pimp. But today, I'm a civilian, and I'm trying to do a square. So I have to conform. The only time I could be totally honest was when I was pimping for about a decade or less. That was the only time in my life. Now I'm telling a little lie here and there. You know, I'm back to a little lying, a little fibbing, you know, pulling a little magic out of my hat and whatnot to get what I need, whether it's with a man or with a woman, you know, trying to get ahead. I ain't coming up with nothing sexual with no man now. People, but you know what I'm saying. So we got to watch what we do if we're not in the old boy network. David Letterman, look, man, remember when that happened? The movie reviewer people, the papers, New York Times, Washington Post, they ain't come out with nothing bad. The fix was in for him. He had another congressman who was making calls on the house, on the floor, calling a prostitute ring And he came on out in the middle, and he was reelected. But, you know, everybody can't do what everybody else does. You know, my mother used to teach me that. You know what I mean? When you get caught, hey, take it like a man. You know what I mean? You can go admit to it, not admit to it. You know, sometimes it don't really matter. When they want you out, they want you out. Because everybody, when you're rolling, you're moving up. Success breeds jealousy. And you always have adversaries. And they're just waiting for someone to slip or yourself to slip and say, hey, see. But when you got that guard around you, that old boy network, wherever it may be, however it may be, you usually get a pass. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he told Nixon to step down. All right, Dick, it's time to go. Hey, what, that Watergate thing wasn't no big deal. They all bug each other's office. He would have thought he killed a million people.
Interesting. Okay, now, wait. I'm still on the comment thing. Now, you said your base for calling him a fraud is you don't think he's as intellectual as he gives off the impression of being?
No, he's not. No. He's just a regular dude. No, man, he's having a good time in his life, man. No, he's not. No.
Right, well, that ain't too bad. See, I thought you were saying something real deep, but that ain't too bad. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities who not intellectual as they think.
I'm going to tell you who I think was smart. Actually, you can just feel it coming off of him. Luke, what's his name? Luke from Miami with two live crew dudes.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty smart. 50 Cent. Pretty smart.
I've seen 50 Cent on CNBC talking about stocks and bonds and investments. He to me, he's just the opposite. To me, he plays the role of somebody who's not that bright. But I think behind closed doors, he's
sells.
A real bright motherfucker.
He knows what sells. Black folks don't have any good taste. You know that. You know, too much of a Tyler Perry to take that dress off. Maybe they keep that dress on. Remember now, he plays men roles in the movie, too. He plays Madea's, old man, husband or whatever, you know, whatever that guy is. He plays a lot of little roles besides that dress. Man, we don't have no taste, most of us. Come on now. Look at the books we read, the little ghetto novels.
Okay, I want to get away from now celebrity gossip. On to the subject. Let me ask you this straightforward question. Why do you think a lot of men and women try to hide the fact that they really kinky and free? You think that's a society thing? Is it the fact that society tries to promote that we all should be prudes, or you think it's a more individual thing and people are just individually full of shit?
Well, look, it's definitely societal. Look at the whole world. Look at how women are. This is the Western world is the best world place to be for women, and we still keeping our foot up their ass. Look how bad it is in the Islamic countries. If your sister gets raped, you got to kill her. If your sister gets raped, you have to kill her because she's dishonored the family. Forget the dude that did it to her. That's how ridiculous it's gotten to be. And so quite naturally, women can't come out and tell the truth that they love, you know, whatnot, and they as much as or more than some guys. A lot of women got a higher sex drive than most guys could ever even imagine. You will know the truth. Because when I was in the pimp game, look, for about 10 years, a little less, and I can tell you some stories, man. So I know firsthand, man. The women got the power over that. They got that P is powerful. It's stronger than that ding-a-ling, believe me. But see, most women don't know how to really work it right. Because they learn game from people who are inept, basically other women. You know, women don't really tell the truth with women, never really did. Women aren't usually friends with women. You know, there's a lot of competition. You know what I mean? When a good woman sees a good man, she says, I want that man. A lot of times when a brother sees a good woman, we say, I want a woman like that.
Chris Rock said that once, yeah.
Yes, he so did. So it starts out something like that. It starts out, you know, he got from somebody else. I mean, the hell, Chris is a simple little dude. But he's a pretty cool dude, though. But he's not another non-reader. I met him too, because I asked him, what you reading, brother? You know what I mean? Look, you can read and vicariously learn more than you'll ever be able to travel, the average brother. I've been around the world through books, and I have been to Europe. Okay, I've never been to Australia. I'm going to South America, Brazil this summer. But, I mean, I've been everywhere through books. Books, man, read. Read, people, read. to read the classics. That stuff kind of dry. You know, it is, you know. But read some good quality books. If you don't know what to read, get a magazine. Get the New York Times. She was on bestseller lists in the different magazines. Keep it real. Yes, there's some white books. They got black books also. A lot of books, man. Like right now, I'm reading Marvel Manning's book on Malcolm X, where he said he was sucking a dick. You know, I've read that before. You know, ooh, Malcolm X, bisexual. You know, I mean, everybody got a little bitch in them, but just, you know, how much you got, because we start out as women before we turn to men. So, you know, everybody understands.
Well, you just told me some shit I didn't know. I didn't know that. I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, I read that before in another biography, but it's white.
Wow, that's deep, brother. Well,
Marvel
Manning
is a black guy.
Well, you definitely added to the conversation and stirred the pot. And
all
I
right,
might
man,
have to get you on
show.
A future show so you can talk about the pimp game in depth.
Well, you know, y'all know what it's about, man. It's just manipulating a bunch of, you know, women who really have a low self-esteem but got a nice body. It's basically just about that simple as that. You know, simple as that, man. You know, the real game is pimping men. That's the real pimps. You pimping men.
you're getting that money out of them.
That's
making
right.
that paper pussy that you're not paying for. So, yeah, you're right about that. But thank you, French Toast, for calling in. I see 803. You're now up front and straightforward, Alan Roger Curry. What's your first name?
Yeah, my name is Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
What's up, Sean?
What's
your thoughts on the whole Anthony Weiner controversy as well as just men and women being sexually duplicitous?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say that, you know, it's just a shame that Anthony Weiner had to lie and avoid the subject and hide the truth in the beginning. I agree with the previous callers that when they said that if he had been upfront and straightforward from the get-go and told the truth.
Wait, I got to have you say them two words again. What word? He should have been what?
If he had been upfront and straightforward from the get-go.
Oh, you know that. That's my two buzzwords, upfront and straightforward. I'm going to have you say one more thing, Sean. Excuse me for this diversion, but you got to say, mode one.
Okay. Mode one.
Mode one.
Alan Roger Curry.
Mode one.
Upfront and straightforward.
Mode one. Alan Roger Curry.
I just have to do that at least once in the show. Now, as you were saying, you said Weiner should have been upfront and straightforward. Okay.
Absolutely. It would have been less criticism. Of course, he's in politics. And being in politics and being in the entertainment industry like Letterman is totally different. I wish it wasn't as harsh in politics, but that's just the truth of politics. People are going to be more inclined to bash you over, you know, your sexual desires when you're open, as opposed to being in the entertainment industry like Letterman and telling the truth about his sexual interests. So I hope there comes a day when people can be more upfront in politics about, you know, their interests, but it's just it's really tough in that arena. So, yeah.
I agree with that. I think politics is under more scrutiny than, say, the entertainment industry. But the one thing I think you're going to always come down on, even in the entertainment industry, if you married and do shit like that, there's always going to be criticism.
Always.
If you're single, that's when you can get away with it. Like, I bet you any money, if Anthony Weiner was single and he did what he did, and on top of that he was straightforward about it, I don't think he would have got as much heat. But when you married and you send in pictures of your dick, that's like, because, you know, like Brett Favre, he did the same thing. He married, he was sending pictures of his dick, and he came under a lot of scrutiny, man, and he's not in politics, but, I mean, a lot of media types came down hard on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
And mainly because he was married. You know, if he was single, then they would excuse the shit. But, you know, when you marry, you just, you know, what you doing sending pictures of your dick for? Now, what do you think about, do you think society causes men and women to become sexually duplicitous and hypocritical, or you think it's just an individual thing?
I think it's a bit of both, but definitely society here in the Western culture and America especially, it has a really strong influence on our sexual behaviors. we're all, it's just a natural tendency for men, especially, to be very sexual creatures, and it's hard to just follow that social norm that we society wants us to follow. And I just wish that, you know, we could be more open, like Europe, certain countries in Europe especially, who are more open to those kind of things.
Yeah, Europe, man, they be stripping on news shows and shit. I'm like, damn,
right.
What's that about?
And we don't hear, we hear infidelity everywhere in the world. I mean, but it seems like, and this is just generalization, it seems like we hear it so much more in the Western cultures, in America, Northern America especially. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Yeah, man, I think, I think a lot of it is, like you said, I think it's a little bit of both. I think
right. We
have this, I don't know what I want to say, I guess an erroneous belief that if a man and a woman is monogamous-minded, that means that they're a better decision-maker. And if they have kinky and or promiscuous tendencies, that somehow means that they're not capable of making good decisions if they're in an important position such as politics or high levels of business. And quite
right. Frankly,
I think that's bullshit. There's monogamous-minded people who are good decision-makers, and there's monogamous-minded people who are poor decision-makers.
Right.
There's promiscuous people who are good decision-makers, and there's promiscuous people who are not good decision-makers.
Right.
And so you can't blanket people by saying that if they adhere to, you know, monogamous values, that somehow means they're a more quality person. Now, I mean, if somebody's doing just really off-the-wall shit, like, I remember I read a story about I think it was a brother, too. He went into a stable and fucked a horse.
Ugh.
Now, see, I ain't trying to have nobody in office who fucking horses, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's just some sick shit. I mean, all these women out here, all this pussy out here, you got to go fuck a horse? I mean, what the fuck, man? I heard that's how syphilis got started. Some guy got horny, a farmer, and fucked the sheep. I mean, damn, man. I mean, shit, just buy some pussy or something. But anyway, so if you're on a really perverted end, yeah, then you can say, okay, that's some questionable shit. But I'm talking about just people who just, kind of a little bit freaky, a little bit kinky, then had a threesome here and then, and got the dick sucked in the airport or something. I mean, so what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that they can't, be the sponsor of some law or something. But, yeah, so I think, as you alluded to, I think it's a blend of both society's values, but then I think on an individual level, some people are just, they're just full of shit. They want to act like they're so scared of what other people are going to think of them that they go out of their way to present themselves as Little Miss Prudish or Mr. Innocent and Wholesome when they know damn well they're doing freaky, kinky shit. And
See,
I got a show called The Erotic Conversationalist, so I can't even pretend like I'm some kind of conservative prude. I got women on the air playing with their pussies and shit. But anyway, any other last-minute thoughts or comments?
Yeah. I'd like to think, I don't know what women are thinking, and I always say that. I'm a man. You can't say that you know exactly what a woman is thinking because you don't. But, here's what I think. I'm guessing that women don't want to be this openly discreet about their sexual behaviors with men or with other women as well is because of gossip. And because that women, they can't keep a secret. They can't. When they tell people about their sexual partners and their lifestyle, it's just going to spread like wildfire. So I think that's why a lot of women don't like to be upfront. What is your take on that?
You say you don't think most women like to be what?
I think there are women, I don't know if there's a lot, but there are women who don't like to be upfront and open about their sexual behaviors. And one of the reasons I think is because of the fact that, gossip gets around, rumors get spread around, feelings get hurt. What's your take on all that?
Well, yeah, here's my thing, and I talk about this in my book. I don't know if you're familiar with my book. Well, you just said the title a little while ago, Mo 1. I got a book called Mo 1, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. And one of the things I talk about in chapter 6, I talk about wholesome pretenders and erotic hypocrites. And here's going to be my criticism of men and how I feel like it leads to a certain type of behavior by women. A lot of men want to get women in bed, but then when they get them in bed, once they fuck them, they turn around and say, oh, yeah, I fucked that slut or I fucked that hoe, which I honestly can say I think is wrong. You know, if you want to fuck a woman, just fuck her. Mm-hmm. Why you got to go and disparage her after you fuck her?
Right. Don't even talk about it. Yeah.
Just don't talk about the shit.
Right.
You know,
right.
But you ain't got to go saying, oh, yeah, I fucked that hoe. Because no woman, that's where, right. As you know, men and women are different. Men, we could be called a man whore, a man slut. And that type of title just don't mean shit to us. It really don't.
No.
But with a woman, particularly I would say specifically a woman who has aspirations to get married, terms like hoe and slut in a woman's mind diminishes her appeal as a marriageable woman. So this is what leads to women becoming wholesome pretenders, is they deal with a couple of guys who they get a pussy to, and then those guys turned around and call them a hoe or slut, whatever. So what the woman says herself is, well, shit. What I'm going to do, the next guy I deal with, I'm going to play the role of the quote-unquote good girl, and I'm going to make a man wait as long as I possibly can so that he gives me my respect.
Right.
So therefore, I will not be called a hoe or a slut. Mm-hmm. And so if men want to say, well, why are women being duplicitous? Why are they playing these games? They have nobody to blame. And I say this in my book. They have really nobody to blame but themselves. Is you don't need the label. You know, now, again, in some extreme cases, yeah, I've done it myself. I won't lie. If a woman has done some extreme shit, like, you know, suck the whole college football team's dick in less than 24 hours, you know, inevitably, you just going to label a woman like that. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just going to keep it real. You ain't going to, it's hard not to label a woman that just, you know, fucks the, as somebody said earlier, the whole rugby team, something like that. But I'm talking about babes who just gave you the pussy. They didn't do nothing, you know, extreme. They just gave you the pussy, and all of a sudden you want to say, okay, that babe's a hoe. No, she ain't.
No.
No, she ain't. She's a woman who gave you the pussy. That's all she is. She ain't no hoe because she gave you the pussy. She ain't a slut because she gave you the pussy. If she's married and she gave you the pussy, then, yeah, you might want to say she's a slut because she shouldn't be cheating on her husband. So that's different. But I'm talking about if you're single, she's single, she makes an adult decision to sleep with you, there is no reason for a man to put any labels on that woman.
Right.
And I don't like, that's one thing, I have my criticism of women. And I have my criticism of men, and that's one area where I criticize men. I do not like that shit.
Yeah, women to be labeled like that. In society, we have this double standard for women, where men get praised for sleeping around with all kinds of women, but when women sleep around, they get labeled, and we need to start.
Well, I wouldn't say that men don't get labeled. We get labeled. We just don't respond to those labels. Like, I've been called, for example, a man whore by many women in my life, but it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's like I had a guest on my show, and he put it in perspective. He said men and women respond to different things in different areas. For example, a thing that's sensitive in men's book is being called a wimp or a coward or a pussy.
Yeah.
We don't like that shit.
No.
Now, see, you call a woman a wimp, she don't give a fuck. Because women are supposed to be all feminine and, you know, and all that shit. And weak, for lack of a better word. But you call a man a wimp, a coward, a punk, a pussy, you know, he's going to get very offended. So we don't like those. We don't like labels that deal with our manhood. And with women, it's their virtue. You know, the only women I find that really don't care about labels, like I've interviewed women from the adult film industry, they don't give a fuck. You call them a whore slut, they don't give a fuck. And secondly, I would say women who really don't care about being married, they don't give a fuck either. Like, I know some women who are indifferent towards marriage. They don't care if they call it a whore or slut. They don't give a fuck. But mainly it's women who want to get married. Women who care what other people think and women who want to get married, they do not want to be labeled a hoe or a slut. But anyway, I appreciate your call, man. Thank you for contributing to this discussion. And I'm going to take one more call, or I don't know if this person's just listening. 609, are you just listening or you have a comment to make? Oh, they're quiet.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, you there at 609? What's your comment related to tonight's topic of discussion?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just wanted to, yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear. It's a delay on my Skype here, I guess.
Okay.
This is Ty. I just wanted to give a quick comment. Like, this is a great show, as usual. I just wanted to speak a little towards, I guess, I guess it's hard to be judgmental when you want someone to be quote unquote freaky, so to speak. So if you want me to feel.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm losing your voice. It sounds starting to sound kind of garbled.
Yourself and being out the box, it's kind of difficult to say, okay, well, I want you to do this.
Okay, wait, I'm losing you. I heard some of what you said, but your voice is coming in really garbled. But it sounded like you said it's hard to motivate a woman to show her freaky side if you're being judgmental. And, yes, I would actually agree with that. That relates to what I was just talking about with my last caller, is that if you're a man, if a woman knows you're the type of man that will quickly call a woman a hoe, or a slut for no valid reason, then, yeah, she ain't going to show you her freaky side because she ain't going to know that you're going to turn around and dog out. And like I said, I'm not into that shit. You know, now, I pass judgment when it's warranted. Like, for example, like I mentioned, if I meet a woman and she's married but yet she begging me to suck my dick, hell, yeah, I'm going to pass judgment on her. That's a slut in my book. If you married and you blatantly cheating on your husband, why the fuck you cheating on your husband for? I ain't going to have no respect for you cheating on your husband. So in that situation, yes, I am going to pass judgment, whether people like that or not or agree with that or not. Yeah, I'm going to pass judgment in that situation. And there's a couple other situations where I will. Like I said, if a woman just, you know, fucks like 50 motherfuckers in like 48 hours, then that's just a little too extreme for me. I'm probably going to pass judgment on your ass. But I'm talking about the times when I don't think a woman should be labeled or judged is when she just is a single woman and she makes an adult decision to lay down in bed with you. She does not deserve the next day or a week later or a month later to have you go into the locker room and call her a hoe and a slut because she gave you the pussy. That's where I disagree with those type of labels. And I feel a guy is being judgmental. So, anyway, thank you for calling. And I don't see any other callers at the time in my phone queue, so I'm probably going to go ahead and bring the discussion to a close. But I'd like to thank everyone who contributed to my discussion tonight. Unless someone wants to get in a last-minute comment, call 646-478-5710 in the next 30 seconds, and I'll take your comment. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and just end the show. But I appreciate everybody who has contributed to the discussion. Again, the discussion was about erotic duplicity, sexual hypocrisy, and the whole Anthony Weiner resignation. And my final thought would be simply, you know, if you're a freak, don't try to hide that shit. Do not try to hide that. You know, just be who you really are. You know, like, again, I'm the type of person who I don't give a fuck what people think of me. Like I said, it's pretty much open knowledge that I have some kinky tendencies and that I've had, to one degree or another, some promiscuous tendencies. And so, you know, if people don't like that about me, fuck them. I don't give a fuck. I just really don't give a fuck. Like I told, I got a show called The Erotic Conversationalist, so people know I'm not a prude. Shit, I have women on that show playing with their pussies on air. That's what I do. And if somebody, you know, don't like that about me, that's their problem. Fly Time, sorry, I couldn't get more commentary out of you. Yeah, Skype, man. I always have problems with Skype. Skype just does not work for me. I don't know. I've had a few other callers try to call in using Skype, and it always came in either with a bunch of static or it came in garbled. But I'd like to thank those who stayed with me to this point. Brother Drum, Christian Davis, DG Elizabeth, Fly Tie, French Toast, In Flames 92, Mrs. Nurse, Miss Driven. Hey, what's up, Miss Driven? I didn't know you were up in here. Somebody named SRSBSNS Incorporated. Thank you for joining me. Oh, wait. I see six on. Is this Fly Tie again? Wait, hold on. 609, is this Fly Tie again?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You sound clear now. So what other further thoughts you got?
Yeah, I apologize. I just caught the tail end of what you were saying about Skype not working, and I definitely see why.
Oh, okay.
But you basically addressed between what you just said and what you said with the previous caller. You really addressed what I said, and the only thing that I would add would actually go to a different area instead of talking about judging a woman's past is more of the wiener issue about whether character is more important than being competent. And that's what sort of what's playing out with his resignation and stuff like that. Here in the U.S., we definitely combine a person's competency with their character more so with Europe, for example, where I believe people focus more on can you do the job, are you efficient at your job, and forget about your personal issues.
To clarify again, you're saying that just because someone's a freak don't mean that they are not competent at their job.
What I'm saying is really here in the U.S., that's an issue. In the U.S., we would say, oh, the person's a freak, then they can't be competent because
okay.
We look at we combine the two. We have a big issue. You're not going to have – we're more reticent to say take someone with whatever we might deem to be low character behavior and say that they're really good. Like the brother that just spoke that was on the call, I guess two calls ago, that was talking about a pimp or whatever, I think we would be less inclined to have a person that's a pimp in a certain position because there's a certain judgment of character with a certain segment of society on that. And the person could be perfectly fine at what they do, but they're going to say, oh, well, a person might be competent, but they might have a lack of character to do certain things, and because of that, I doubt whether, or I wouldn't want to, I would still have a judgment about their competency in whatever field that they're in. So we kind of intertwine character and competency, more so than I think overseas, where it's literally, you do a good job, and I don't care about your personal background or your personal issues.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Yeah, I don't think people. Again, the only time I think people in say political positions or high-ranking business positions should be scrutinized for doing something is if it's something really extreme, like perverted, like you know, you fucking animals or some shit. You know, I mean, but if you're just you know doing stuff that's kind of like you know kinky in a minor degree. Again, I do think though you're always gonna come under scrutiny if you're married. So it can be a minor infraction, but when you're married, I think you get away with a lot of more kinky, freaky stuff when you're single. But when you're married, man, people don't want you to be freaky. But anyway, all the points you made were definitely valid points. Good points. Somebody said in the chat room, wouldn't it be great if we had a single president? It could be.
I'm not going to say it definitely would be, but it could be. I don't see any reason why we couldn't have a single president. Like my hometown, Gary, Indiana, we had a single mayor for years. You know, a lot of people thought to be a mayor, you had to be married. But for years, I don't know if people are familiar with the name Richard Gordon Hatcher, but he was single for a lot of years. He got married, you know, I think during maybe his third term. But for his first couple of terms, he was single. He was a bachelor. And I'm sure we've had some single governors in the country before. I don't know that for 100% fact, but I think we have. But I don't think we've ever had a single president. Well, maybe somebody back years ago might have been single. I don't know. I got to do my historical research and see. We might have had at least one president in the past that was single. But I don't see any reason why a single man cannot be president, cannot be governor, cannot be. Your sex life has very little, if anything, to do with your level of competency towards many jobs. So, anyway, thank you for this show. Thank you all the people who called in to my show. Thank you for contributing to the show. And I'll be back next week to talk about a different group of people, specifically women. I'm going to be talking about women who are attention whores, dick teasers, and I'm going to be talking about the whole concept of the slut walks phenomenon. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Google it. Put in slut walks in Google. They've been having all these slut walks in different cities and different countries. We're going to be talking about that next week. So until then, have a safe and enjoyable weekend, and I will talk to you.